cooperation with Tucson Values Teachers, Arizona Public Media presents Teachers' Voices. Did you know that studies show a classroom teacher often spends upwards of $500 a year on common classroom supplies, things that are no longer provided by school districts? This week, we're joined by Jacqueline Jackson, the Executive Director of Tucson Values Teachers, and Bruce Orrock from Walgreens Drug Stores. They're here to talk about the fourth annual school supply drive that Tucson Values Teachers originated.
This is our fourth year, which is really very exciting to Tucson Values Teachers. And I remember the very first meeting we had at Walgreens 4 years ago. And I wondered if you remember that and like sort of what brought you to this with the passion you've had for all 4 years to keep this going.
Right. I remember seeing a newscast on your organization, on your efforts to help teachers and help alleviate some of the monetary strain teachers had to help supply their classrooms. And my niece is a teacher in the Tucson area with Florin Wells High School. I just thought at that point in time it was a perfect marriage, a perfect partnership where Walgreens could step up and become part of this and show the community that it's not only, you know, the responsibility of the teachers to gather supplies for their classroom with the dwindling supply of money and cash coming from the state and the federal level, that the community, the business community, could step up and help fill some of that gap.
I don't know about you, but my background is more business than education. When I was a kid growing up, I always remembered plenty of pens, pencils, paper, all that stuff. And I had no idea that teachers on average can spend at least $500 of their own money, even more than that. Elementary and lower grades can spend even more. But they're spending their money out of their own pockets. And were you aware of that?
And you don't think of that as a parent. You know, you make sure your kids have clothes on their back and the lunch, you know, lunch money type of stuff. But when you stop and think about it, what it takes to run a classroom nowadays, it's not just pens and pencils. It's tissues. It's hand sanitizers. It's Band-Aids for the first aid kit. It goes beyond just papers and pens where, you know, teachers need to supply their classrooms and to do their job and educate our children.
Yeah. Actually, when you say that reminds me, I remember the second year of the drive and Walgreens takes these supplies out to all our representatives, district schools, private schools, charter schools. It really goes way out there. But I remember the Arizona School for the Deaf and Blind, and they were so excited about the Kleenexes. Like none of them had soft Kleenexes, and Walgreens donated a huge number of those in the first drive. And these people were so excited about it. And I'm like, oh, soft tissues in the classroom. It just made my heart feel really good.
The things like that really make you go, there is a shortfall here where, you know, teachers really need some help.
We're going to our fourth year.
4 years.
The very first year we brought in about 22,000 worth of supplies. There's about 10,000 teachers in our region, and we try to get as many in the hands of as many of them as we can. And the second year, 70,000, thanks to, we got a grant from Community Finance Corporation, which Walgreens matched by buying it at cost. And last year, we set a goal of 100, and we surpassed that.
And we talk about the business community, but it's the community in whole, you know, where, you know, Walgreens is the drop-off location and we'll gladly take it no matter where you buy the products from,
really,
you know,
great.
Bring it in. We're more than happy to take that donation and make sure it gets to the right spot.
Yeah, I think that's a great thing for people to remember. And if any businesses out there, we really invite more of them to collect supplies from your own employees or other customers and bring them to Walgreens, and we'll make sure they get out there. It's a great opportunity for the community and businesses to bring in all you can get. And I want to say also the great distribution system we have. We've got representatives from every single district, the charter schools, the private schools, and we make sure it's divvied up fairly and goes out to all of them.
If somebody wanted to donate cash to this, we're not set up in the stores to necessarily take a cash donation. Is there something they can do through the Tucson Values Teachers website that can take care of that?
It's just TucsonValuesTeachers.org. There's a donate button. And during the supply drive that runs from the 30th to August 13th, anything that's donated will go directly to Walgreens, who will buy them at cost. So it's a direct contribution that's matched. That all goes directly to supply. So if anyone wants to contribute that way, that would be wonderful also. Our kids deserve fully stocked classrooms. Teachers deserve it. And this is a great opportunity to step up as a community and just get that done.
Absolutely.
That was Jacqueline Jackson, the executive director of Tucson Values Teachers, talking with Bruce Orrock from Walgreens. From July 30th through August 13th, all Walgreens in Pima County, Sierra Vista, and Nogales will be hosting collection boxes for the supply drive. Teachers' Voices will return in 2 weeks to show how a special connection between a band director and a student has taught some lessons to them both.